refuse to live in Cape Canaveral. All he needs is a launching pad. I'm not going to spend another night suffering through this kind of torture. I'm growing old before my time.
What time is it?
Don't be funny, John Dickerson.
I'm not being funny, Blanche. I'm sleepy.
Look at me. I've got crow's feet around my eyes. My forehead's all wrinkled and my chin is sagging. I'm beginning to look like an old witch. It's true, isn't it?
I wouldn't say that.
Why not, John?
I'll be awake for the rest of the night.
Then it is true. You think I look like an old witch.
I didn't say that.
But you think it of me.
I don't think anything of you.
You don't think anything of me is right. You don't even know I exist.
Les, what's the matter with you? Why don't you let me sleep? You know, I have to catch a plane at 7 in the morning.
Why did you come home so late?
I told you 50 times my car broke down and I had to push it home.
I like this story.
Blanche, what do you want me to say?
If your car broke down, why didn't you call me?
I didn't have a dime.
You did, too. I gave you a quarter this morning. Who'd you take to dinner tonight?
The whole chorus from the Copacabana. That's me, boy. Diamond Jim Bickerson. Don't you let me sleep, Blanche.
Never even thought of calling me. I sat here at 1 o'clock in the morning worrying myself into a stew. What'd you eat?
Stew. Put out the lights, Blanche.
You sure have the answers, don't you, John?
Answers, questions. All I want to do is close my eyes for a couple of hours before I take off.
Sure, get up and run away. Fly all over the country. You don't care about me.
I'm only going overnight. I'll be back on Sunday.
If you cared for me, you wouldn't leave me.
I'm not leaving you. I have to fly to Las Vegas on business, and I'll be gone for about 24 hours.
Well, why can't you take me with you?
Because you don't take a ham sandwich to a banquet.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. Just wish you'd put out the lights and let me sleep.
Tell the truth. Aren't you sorry you married me just a little bit?
I'm not sorry just a little bit.
You're sorry a whole lot.
I'm not sorry at all.
You love me still?
I don't know. I never saw you that way.
There you go again. It's been like this for the whole 8 years of our marriage.
Oh, brother.
At night you won't talk because you're too sleepy. In the morning you swallow your coffee, kick the cat and go to work. You never want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Not to me anyway. I mean a real conversation, John.
Mm-hmm.
You know you haven't actually spoken to me for 3 months.
I know it.
Why is that, John?
I didn't want to interrupt you.
See? And you say I start everything. Can't you say something nice to me once in a while? Must you always dig at me?
Blanche, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't care. I try to be sweet and you won't even be civil. Why did you marry me if you can't stand the sight of me?
I can stand the sight of you.
You don't love me?
Yes, I do.
You don't, you don't, you don't.
I tell you, I do.
And why don't you say it?
I've said it until I'm blue in the face. I've had records in 7 different languages. I've got your face embroidered on my underwear. I even offered to stamp out John Loves Blanche with a hot branding iron, didn't I? You wouldn't let me do it, would you?
No.
Why not?
Because it was burning my hip.
Don't keep asking for proof of my love. I'm going to tell you for the last time, Blanche, no man ever felt about a woman the way I do about you.
Honest?
Honest.
Do you really despise me?
You know I do.
What?
I mean, no. Now, you know darn well you deliberately trapped me into that. You stop tormenting me, Blanche.
Go ahead, scream at me and then run out of town. Leave me here to die.
What's the matter now?
I get fainting spells all the time, and the doctor doesn't know what it is. I know I'll never recover.
Oh, don't be silly. You'll recover. You've got a healthy constitution.
I have not.
You have, too. You had pneumonia and you got well. You had the flu and you got well. You had the mumps and you got well. You've had 60 diseases and you always got well. I never saw such a healthy woman in all my life.
Holy unsympathetic. I'm feeling wretched. It's a good thing we don't have any children.
Oh, dear.
I can just imagine what kind of a life a poor little child would have in this house.
Mm.
To have a father who constantly raves and rants, selfish and thoughtless. Man who can't bear the sight of his own child.
What are you talking about?
Me, sick and dead, and the poor little infant crying in the crib, crying his heart out for a little...
knocking yourself out. You know, I had to be on my toes when I get to Las Vegas. Do you want me to lose my job?
I don't care if you do.
Blanche, I beg you, don't make me miss that plane.
Why do you have to go? Why doesn't your boss take the plane?
My boss is an old man, and he's confined to a wheelchair. He's a sexagenarian.
Imagine, at his age, too. Why do you work with such horrible people, John?
There's nothing wrong with my boss.
Well, I won't sleep a wink all the time you're away. You going on a safe airplane?
There's no danger. Just go to sleep and don't worry.
Well, get me my sleeping pills from the bathroom.
Sleeping pills? Why don't you take them before you go to bed? It's almost time to get up.
Don't hurry up and get them before I fall asleep.
Who stole my slipper?
I packed it away in your satchel. Have you got the key?
It hasn't got a lock. I'll have to cut the string. Probably at the bottom of the bag.
John, I thought you said it was a safe plane.
It is safe.
Then why are you taking that parachute?
What parachute? These are the shorts you gave me for Christmas.
Now don't wrinkle them like that. Can't you find your slipper?
I got it. One slipper. The only man in the world with one slipper.
Oh, stop complaining.
How can a man check into a hotel with one slipper?
Lots of men have checked into hotels with birth things. Give me my sleeping pills.
I can't find any sleeping pills.
They're on the top shelf in the green bottle.
Are these the sleeping pills?
Sure they are.
I've been taking three a day. I thought they were vitamin capsules. No wonder they didn't pep me up. Put out the lights.
Wait a minute. How do you expect me to take a pill? Get me a glass of water, John.
Oh, nuts.
Don't disturb the canary.
Okay, okay. Here, here's your water. Here. Good night.
John?
Hmm.
Water tastes funny. Did you let it run?
No.
Why not?
The cat was sleeping in the sink and I didn't want to disturb it.
Well, where did you get the water?
I dipped it out of the goldfish bowl. Don't get hysterical. The water's all right. I took it out of the icebox. Put out the lights and let me sleep.
I'd have been asleep hours ago if it wasn't for your snoring.
Oh. Can I help it if I snore?
Yes, you can. Dr. Hersey says you snore because you have a long pedicle and it dangles on your esophagus.
Put out the lights.
He says he can cure it in his office with a very simple operation. Why don't you let him fix it?
I'll go down there when I get back.
Say it, but you won't do it. Do it now.
Huh?
Go on, get up and let Dr. Hersey pull out your pedicle.
Are you out of your mind, Blanche? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm not going to let that horse doctor chop on my pedicle.
He got some jumping slip.
I don't care if he shoots it off with a .22. Nobody is going to pull out my pedicle. Now, will you please let me close my eyes for 5 minutes?
I bet you'd do it quick enough if Gloria Gooseby asked
you. Don't start with Gloria Gooseby.
If you were married to her, she'd scream so loud you'd give up in a hurry.
She always screams and I never give up. Gloria Gooseby, and I wish her husband Leo was not dead, too.
What have you got against Leo?
Nothing. I'm so exhausted, I don't know what I'm saying. Please, Blanche, can't you understand? I got to be in shape for my trip in the morning.
Well, all right. Have you got your plane ticket?
No, I didn't have time to pick it up. I'll get it at the airport.
What are you going to do for money?
I've got enough. There's plenty in the sugar bowl.
There's nothing in the sugar bowl.
There is, too. I looked last night.
You didn't look tonight.
Well, I'm not going to get up and look. Blanche, you didn't.
Didn't I?
You couldn't. I mean, you wouldn't take
that.
You
don't really have to make this trip, John, and I was just thinking...
The money, Blanche.
Yes, well, I have an opportunity to get a sweet little hat. You can wear it with the brim up or you can turn it down. It's $50.
Turn it down.
Well, I was thinking...
Blanche, stop thinking so much. Where is my plane bed?
I haven't got it, John.
What? Oh, Blanche, don't tell me you spent it on something foolish.
No, I gave it to a bookbinder.
A bookbinder? What do we need with a bookbinder? Our book is in perfect condition.
Not that kind of a bookbinder. This man goes to the racetrack. He's a trout.
Trout? Racetrack? Oh, Blanche, did you bet that money with a bookmaker?
I was doing it for you, John. I wanted to make enough money so you could buy me a new fur coat for my birthday.
Doing it for me? How can you squander my money like that? I deny myself everything. I've been sewing collars on your old bloomers and wearing them for turtlenecks. I don't even drink my bourbon anymore. I just chew on the cork and hit myself over the head with a bottle. I never spend a penny on myself.
You bought a tie pin last week.
It wasn't a tie pin. It was a hypodermic needle. I've been sweating my blood. To me, Blanche, things are going to be different around here. From now on, I'm going to spend the money and you can do the working.
What?
I'm going to blow every penny on myself. Buy all the things I've always longed for. New pants with zippers instead of paper clips. Real face lotion instead of fly spray. I'm even going to buy 3 silver faucets for the bathtub.
3 faucets?
Hot, cold, and bourbon. And if you want to bet on the races, I'll give you something to bet on. You're going to buy me a racehorse.
John, you're out of your mind. I can't get you a racehorse.
Yes, you can. They sell them at the racetrack. You hear me?
All right, I'll go in the morning.
You say it, but you won't do it. Do it now.
John!
Go on, get up and buy me a horse.
Stop yelling at me like that.
I don't care. You've had it coming to you for a long time.
Never been so unhappy in all my life. To think I had to meet a man with such an awful disposition. I had known that you were such a terrible, low-down character before I married you.
Go on, you knew it, and so did everybody else.
How any man could have such a savage temper. Believe me, John Dickerson, I'd pack up and go home to my mother if it wasn't for one thing.
What's that?
My mother packed up and went home to her mother.
Listen, Blanche, do you think I enjoy sitting up all night fighting like this? Have you ever asked yourself the reason why we argue so much?
I can't understand it.
Well, just think for a minute. Why is it that an easygoing fella, a guy who would run a mile to avoid a fight, why is it that I turn into a demon every night of my life?
You've got me, John.
That's the reason. Good night, Blanche.
Good night, John.